What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
But we ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live at ease.
Masturbation, sadomasochistic abuse.
If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, your favorite application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, whatever you're wearing, whatever you're drinking, whatever you're smoking, etc., while you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuckatoni out of it.
Yay!
We are going...
Leave me the fuck alone!
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Thanks for joining us, everybody. All kinds of shit to talk about. It is Wednesday the 3rd. We'll be off tomorrow, by the way.
Yes.
Crabs are taking a day off on the 4th of July.
Crabs.
Probably back on Friday, maybe, I guess.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us, and join us on social media during the show. Crab Diving on the Twitter, CRABDIVING. Also, we're on Facebook, and thanks also for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you buy some shit, we get a little tiny commissione.
We get paid, baby!
Strap in, strap on. Lower yourself into the hot tub.
Ooh, yes.
And let us see what is going on. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And, you know, just real quick, I don't want to make a big thing out of this, but big shout out to the local police department here involved in a sex ring scandal. Congratulations, Thugs in Blue, you fucking rapist. Whatever. That, you know, I know that's not a huge national story. I'm throwing that up on Facebook. Please go to facebook.com/crabdiving if you're interested in that little...
Are you local shaming on Facebook?
Well, yeah, you know, we do lots of stories about police reform and cops behaving badly.
And preachers diddling kids.
Oh, yes, all that.
Of which we may have a story or two today.
Oh, geez.
Even though it's not Faithless Friday.
What is it with preachers, law enforcement, and Republicans? Why are you so murderous and creepy?
And dicks.
Oh, yes. Just supreme fucking assholes.
As I said, join us on social media and all that shit. Let us see what is going on with the headlines.
Yay.
Maybe. ATM.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, dateline, July the 3rd, 2019.
The year of our motherfucking Lord.
Are your headlines.
We bend over and say thank you, enemy.
Oh, Sarah Palin bending over.
We do. We all bend over. We are all bending over right now.
Oh, speaking of, this is justice being bent over by, it has to be a Republican judge. I put this up on our Facebook, a story that I was aghast at. Judge in teen rape case.
Oh, wow.
Says, but he's an Eagle Scout.
What?
This is one of those cases where I'm willing to bet this kid's white.
Yes. Oh, yes, Pat.
And a family court judge in New Jersey.
Right.
Is being admonished by a state appeals court for ruling that a teenager accused of raping an intoxicated girl and sharing a video of the assault with friends. He deserved leniency because he came, quote, from a good family.
Holy
shit. He was
shit.
An Eagle Scout and attended, quote, an excellent school.
How does this happen? You know, it's after Brock Turner. How does this happen? The judges not look at that case and say, oh, my God, what an injustice. I sure as fuck don't want to do that.
I don't think they think anyone's going to pay attention, probably.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Let's shame him. Judge James Troiano, T-R-O-I-A-N-O.
Right.
Of Superior Court wrote, quote, he's clearly a candidate for not just college, but probably for a good college.
But let me understand something. He raped someone.
The 16-year-old defendant identified in court documents as GMC, as his initials.
Right.
Troiano went on, the judge went on to question whether the rape victim and her family understood, quote, the devastating effect that pressing charges would have on GMC's life.
Well, you know, Judge, I think they might be more concerned with the devastating effect the rape might have on their daughter's life.
Well,
maybe.
And then get this. The judge also argued that rape, quote, traditionally involved two or more males using a weapon to threaten a victim.
Oh, my God.
In, quote, an abandoned house, shed, or shack.
Are we as citizens powerless against these judges? Hey. Can these bastards, can these sons of bitches not be impeached?
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck?
I don't even know. This guy might not have been appointed. He may have been elected or something.
Oh, my God. Shame on anyone that voted for that fucking guy. Good God.
So, prosecutors, listen to this. This is horrific.
Yeah.
The boy filmed himself penetrating.
What?
A 16-year-old girl from behind in a dark basement party. The victim was so intoxicated at the time that she could barely walk.
And I'm supposed to give a fuck if this rapist is going to get to go to college and play sports?
The defendant shared cell phone video with his friends with a text message reading, quote, when your first time having sex was rape.
Jesus.
Prosecutors say the boy continued to circulate the video for months after the alleged assault, but then denied it when the victim confronted him.
So wait, the rape happened. He had the video. He shared it with all his horrible fucking friends.
Continued to show it around. And then when the victim confronted him about it, he denied it.
So did
it. Very Trumpian.
His friends saw this video. Who called the police? Did anyone give a shit?
The Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office recommended in September 20... This has been going on for 2 years now. September 2017, that GMC be tried as an adult because his actions at the party were both, quote, sophisticated and predatory. Filming a cell phone video while committing the assault was a deliberate act of debasement. And in the months that followed, he lied to the victim while simultaneously disseminating the video and unabashedly sharing the nature of his conduct therein. This was neither a childish misinterpretation of the situation, nor was it a misunderstanding. GMC's behavior was calculated and cruel, the prosecutor wrote.
What do you
in the charging documents?
God. And, you know, we know that if this kid had not been white,
we think
it
I
would
mean,
be
I
different.
I don't have the picture of him, but I'm willing to put a decent amount of money on the fact that this is a white boy.
Oh, my God. An athlete. Jeez.
The judge, however, denied the waiver to try this asshole as an adult.
Who is this fucking judge?
Judge Troiano.
Boy, he sucks. Hey, Judge Troiano, do you have a fucking daughter? What if this was your kid?
he wrote in his decision, he's an Eagle Scout, quote, comes from a good family who put him in an excellent school where he's doing extremely well.
Who gives a fuck? How is that germane, Judge?
As for the sexually explicit messages about the alleged assault that the teen had wrote, the judge said, just a 16-year-old kid saying stupid crap to his friend. Just a 16-year-old. Hey, who hasn't banged a almost passing out drunk chick and taken video of it?
And he bragged to his friends. And did his friends circulate it? Did they say anything?
It sounds
like
what a bunch
of shitheads?
The state's appellate court, however, issued a blistering decision reversing the judge's ruling.
Oh, shit.
Quote, this is from the appellate court.
Right.
That the juvenile came from a good family and had good test scores, we assume, would not condemn the juveniles who do not come from good families and who do not have good test scores from withstanding waiver application.
He had good test scores. Well, I would say that maybe those tests suck. Maybe your tests suck. He had good test scores. Christ.
God, it sounds like New Jersey is having problems. A few days after that reversal, the appellate court also reversed another family court judge's decision in an unrelated sexual assault case, similarly rebuking that judge for the ruling.
God.
In that second case, the judge denied a motion to try a 16-year-old boy as an adult on charges he sexually assaulted a
12-year-old
girl.
We hate, I was just saying, in this country, we hate women and children. Oh, yeah. Hate them.
Especially women, children.
Right.
The victim alleged that the 16-year-old penetrated her with force in 2017, despite her repeatedly saying no, biting him and asking him to stop. She began to bleed, eventually succeeded in pushing the boy off before she ran to a nearby friend's home.
Oh, God.
In the decision to deny the waiver, this judge, let's shame her, Superior Court Judge Marcia Silva.
Wow.
Shame on you.
Jesus Christ.
A woman.
Does Marcia have a kid? Does Marcia have kids?
Does Marcia have a vagina?
I mean, good God.
In her decision to deny the waiver, in other words, you should charge him as a kid.
Okay.
She wrote the girl's assault claim, even if true, quote, is not an especially heinous or cruel offense.
The victim.
Beyond the elements of the crimes that the waiver statute intends to target.
Hold on a second. The victim was a 12-year-old girl, right? In this case.
The judge wrote, beyond losing her virginity, the state did not claim that the victim suffered any further injuries, either physical, emotional, or mental.
You know what, you fucking judge? Yes.
What is wrong with these people? So the appellate court in Jersey also reversed this asshole's decision and chastised her for, quote, the minimization of the harm wrought on a 12-year-old child.
Chastise them? Impeach this judge. Really?
So now both defendants in both of these cases will be tried before grand juries as adults.
Wow. Well, I'm sure it will come out differently. Jesus Christ.
I'm sure we'll be hearing more about what's going on with these judges.
But that judge got chastised. Did you hear that?
They both did.
Ooh, wow.
Well, that's all I don't know what the appellate court can't.
Right.
Can't arrest them. All they could do is yell at them in their decisions.
Yeah.
And it's up to, it would be the prosecutors or something to try to go after these judges now and have them removed or
impeached.
I don't know what the process is for these family court judges. They might just be elected.
You know, Pat, I'm going to say this. Our justice system fucking sucks. What?
Air quotes around justice.
Yeah, absolutely.
By the way.
It sucks. It's not one. What is good about our justice system? Not one fucking thing.
From top to bottom.
It's garbage. The cops are corrupt. These judges suck.
I just I watched another one of those First Amendment audits.
First Amendment what?
Audits.
Oh, yes.
Where photographers stand around taking pictures legally.
Right.
And arguably bait the popo to confront them for doing something legal. And 8 out of 10 of the cops are just assholes.
They're just
not nice. And there's no crime being committed. 0.0. And they lie repeatedly about having to ID.
Yeah.
That is a lie. Even in stop and ID states,
right,
like Florida,
boo,
you need, it's, I believe, 191.3, 141.3 or something is the statute,
yeah,
the stop and ID law here in Florida. You must be suspected of having committed or being about to commit a crime.
To show your ID if a cop asks.
They can't just stop you and ID you. And these cops lie. They say, you have to carry an ID. This is not fucking Nazi Germany. It's not fucking North Korea. We don't have to carry IDs.
Yeah.
If you're driving a car, you need your license.
Yeah.
But that's it. If you're walking down the street, you do not have, there's no law anywhere in the nation that you have to have an ID on you.
You know, Pensacola had some law, some vagrancy law that said if you didn't have, I'm getting some of this wrong, you had to have $5 in your pocket.
That's been tossed. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Something like that. Yeah.
Stupid. Police state we live in, you bastards.
But there's a kid now who's doing these First Amendment audits, a high school kid.
Oh, Jesus.
And the headlines on the YouTube are like, you know, cop owned by kid, you know, and things like that.
I love it.
And he's usually very respectful, but this last time, the last one I watched, this cop walked up to him. He was standing in public,
yeah,
taking pictures of some cops that had stopped some people.
Right.
And he was 30 feet away, 40 feet away. There's 0.0 chance he was obstructing.
Right.
Or interfering.
Did they fuck with him?
The cop came over to him and said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm taking pictures. I'm here on a public sidewalk. Whatever. I'm just taking pictures. And the cop said, give me your ID. Let me see your ID.
Good God.
And the kid said, I don't have to. And the cop cuffed him.
Oh, my.
Cuffed him. Yeah.
These guys, listen. These
and that's
cops,
when the kid whipped out the awesome language.
Yes.
You fucking piece of shit.
Right.
You piece of shit. You made a mistake. I'm going to sue your ass. This is an illegal detention, et cetera, et cetera. And then he says, get me your supervisor.
And awesome.
They have to call a supervisor.
When you ask.
Yes. And the supervisor shows up, uncuffs the kid. Then they have a little powwow.
Yes.
Probably trying to figure out something they can arrest the kid for, because
right,
that's what they do.
Oh, yes.
Because now he's guilty of disrespecting the cops. Not,
but wait.
Not guilty of any crime.
We don't owe these cops our respect. I'm sorry.
Oh, they think you do.
Your
fealty. Your
fuck
your
that.
Your obeisance you owe to them.
Oh,
many of them
yes.
think.
Yes. I don't know.
And the kid said, what crime are you suspecting me of having committed?
Yeah.
And the cop says, none. You have to have an ID. And the kid says, I'm walking on the street. I don't have to have an ID. So finally, after the powwow, one of the cops literally walks up to him, and the kid replayed it 4 or 5 times with subtitles so you could actually hear what this cop said.
Oh, shit.
Unfortunately, you're free to go.
Oh, my God. These cops.
Unfortunately, you have committed no crime. We can't invent a crime to take you in for because you have disrespected our tiny little blue testicles.
And these cops know. They goddamn know that kid's rights, and they are fucking with him. They are trying to manipulate him. And so I want to know this. If you're a cop, you know people's civil rights. You understand them. Why can't that kid sue that cop for harassment?
He is. He said he's got a fancy lawyer here.
Awesome.
I think he's here in Florida.
I love it.
And he's got several cases pending.
That's great.
And I just saw another one where a guy got $50,000.
Hell yes.
$50,000
from the cop.
Illegal from the taxpayers.
See, that's bullshit.
It should come.
Take it out of their ass.
Exactly. It should come from the cops. They should be forced to get malpractice insurance like doctors do.
Or whatever
and
they
when
have
these
to get.
Shit faces start having to pay thousands and thousands of dollars in premiums because their insurance keeps going up because they're violating people's rights.
then
maybe
they will give a shit about following the Constitution and their jobs.
And you know, these lawsuits should get a lot, bring a lot of money, because these cops are knowingly violating your rights because they're cops.
Right.
Because their duty is to uphold the law, so you would infer that they know the law. So I think you could sue these motherfuckers for even more cash.
And the guy who got
the
guy who got 50 grand was simply handcuffed for like 10 minutes. They didn't bring him in. They didn't throw him in the car.
But they held
him. They handcuffed him on the streets, illegally detaining him. They could not articulate what crime they were illegally detaining him for. And then they try to add on these supplemental charges that they get pissed off when you tell them there has to be a crime first. I can't obstruct your investigation unless you're investigating a crime.
Yes.
We'll pull you in for obstruction. You can't. We'll bring you in for failure to ID. You can't.
And all those
failure to ID is a supplemental. You have to suspect me of committing a crime.
Yeah.
I detain me legally for a Terry stop. And then
what's a Terry stop?
Terry versus Ohio. It's a Supreme Court case that determined what the po-po can and can't do when they stop you.
Okay.
It's a papers, please law.
Yes.
They can't.
Yes.
They have to have a reasonable, articulable suspicion of a C-R-I-M-E.
Oh, a crime. Not just disrespecting.
And you're acting weird is not a crime.
Oh, really?
This is where they get a lot of these people's... We're really going off on a tangent here. But they go off on these photographers saying, well, somebody called it in that you're suspicious.
So what?
You're standing on the corner taking pictures of this facility.
I'm allowed to do that, dickbag.
100%.
You fucking pig.
And then they say the First Amendment auditors say, oh, what crime is acting suspicious? What statute is that?
What crime is that?
What statute is that?
Right.
And that's where they try to say, I have a right to ID you because you're suspicious.
Yeah.
Wrong. What crime? If somebody calls in and says, hey, they saw me throw a rock through a window, now you're suspecting me of a crime.
Right. And you can articulate
that. You can stop
that.
And ID me.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking pictures on a street, on a street corner in public.
I'm allowed to take pictures, dickhead.
You cannot force them to ID. It just, you can't. But they constantly, and there are some that are really cool. I'm not, that's what I said, about 8 out of 10 are assholes.
Yeah.
2 out of 10 of the cops are cool.
Well, do you realize, though, 80%, I mean, if you bat
even if they're wrong, by the way, some of them are cool. Like, they'll say, you need to produce an ID. And the photographer educates them that no, I don't. And then they say, oh, well, okay, you know. But the Supreme Court ruled they can lie to you.
Good God. They can lie to you?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. That's bullshit. So they can lie to you about your rights. So they can tell you can't refuse a search. And so now what? I have to fucking argue with the cop?
Yes. And then that's what many of them do. And
that is insane.
Well, and then it turns into, you know, you're just being punished.
Well, no.
Then they know
that
you're nothing's going to happen. They're not going to charge you with the crime. Now they're just going to inconvenience you because they can't.
Right.
Because you dared question their authority.
Jeez.
So they're going to ruin your afternoon by hauling you
Absolutely.
In and wasting your time.
And your
and
money.
Then but when you're done, they're going to say, you're free to go.
Yeah.
But now people are suing and making money off.
They should be able to sue those cops personally.
Personally.
In their bank account. Then this shit might stop.
Right.
Then this might stop if they lost all their shit for fucking with people. They're supposed to protect us and serve us.
Right.
God.
Oh, God, Mitch McConnell is calling on Nike to reverse its decision.
Hey, Mitch, fuck
you.
To put
that flag on their shoes.
No, fuck you. It's Nike's own decision, right? It's their own fucking call.
McConnell said, if we're in a political environment where the American flag has become controversial to Americans, I think we've got a problem. Well, that flag. It's not the American flag. It's the current American flag.
Hey, Mitch. bitch, are you enjoying all that money for infrastructure your fucking wife is funneling into your fucking state, you crook?
I hope Nike either releases these shoes or some other shoemaker picks up the flag, puts it on a pair of shoes, and starts selling it. I'll make the first order. Oh, right.
Yes.
Right. Mitch is going to wander around with the Nikes on.
How does Elaine Chao fuck you, Mitch? I'm curious.
So Mitch McConnell ringing in on the controversy.
God.
Regarding the...
Just...
So anyway, we...
The planet...
We moved from...
It's filled with heinous motherfuckers.
We moved from the story, which was this these judges that are just, for some reason, you know, little white boys who get good grades.
Yay!
Apparently get out of rape charges free cards.
Oh, because, absolutely.
Well, you know, and that one judge... I mean, they both need to be removed. But the first judge who said, have you thought about what it's going to do to that kid's life by you pressing charges? You whore.
Well,
that's what the judge is saying to the victim. You slut, you whore, you got drunk and you got fucked. And now you're trying to ruin this poor good boy's life.
And so a person of authority is blaming the victim. Is painting a target on that victim's back. So what? She's going to go to school now and they're going to say, hey, ruined this jock's life. Fuck you. This is unreal.
Country we live in.
Yeah,
right
it
now.
Really is atrocious. We got these fucking concentration camps. We've got our cops. They don't give a fuck. God, if you're black, you better be careful. These fucking cops, they don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah. Most of these First Amendment auditors are white.
Well, of course.
There are a couple.
Of course.
There are a couple that are African-American and or black. They could be Bahamian American,
right.
As far as I know. They seem to have, you'll be shocked to learn, a little bit harder time with the police.
Oh, okay.
Frequently.
Jeez. Man.
And again, like I said, some of these First Amendment auditors, I don't personally approve of their tactics. They go instant asshole, which I don't believe you need to do. If somebody calls the cops,
right,
they have to show up and they have to address you.
Yes.
They'll say, hey, look, these people called. The cops that know what's going on will walk up and say, hey, how you doing?
Right.
Look, I got a call from the office. I know you're doing nothing wrong. I just have to make contact. Have a good day.
Right.
That happens often.
Yes.
Enough.
The person's probably white.
But I forgot what my point was. But
the point was every now and then these cops aren't total dick bags, right? Every rare occasion.
Then. Yes, yes.
Every rare fucking occasion.
But it really turns into, and the same thing with look up ID refusal.
Oh, okay.
Passenger ID refusal on YouTube. Those are fun. That's when, and this is usually black people.
Yes.
The cop feels that they can get the IDs of every single person in that car when they pull over somebody for a moving violation. Your taillight's out. I see that all the time. Your taillight's out. Oh, okay. You guys, give me your IDs too.
You know, some of these moving violations that we have now. Listen, I know you're not supposed to text and drive. I get that. But let's be honest. The seatbelt law, the texting while driving law, pulling people over for a taillight, all that is an excuse for a cop to maybe get to search your fucking vehicle.
Oh, and revenue
that's what
generator,
that bullshit's about.
And revenue generator.
You think about that when you're voting on these fucking laws. Of course you shouldn't text while driving, but don't be naive. The only reason these laws happen is so cops have an opportunity to toss your shit.
Let's see. We have also going on here. I keep thinking it's Faithless Friday because we're off tomorrow.
Right. Oh, that's right.
But it's not.
For our Independence Day, we're celebrating our country's independence.
Yeah, sure. Our freedom. Yay, freedom. You see, conservatives are squealing because MSNBC said they're not going to carry the Nuremberg rally.
Good for MSNBC.
Yeah, from the Lincoln Memorial.
That's what's up.
Fuck Trump.
Finally, our press starting to stand up to this motherfucker.
a couple of military officials, when asked if they think this is going to be a regular thing now, said no. They think when Trump is gone,
right,
the tanks are going to go bye-bye.
Then why?
None of this is going to happen.
But why is it happening then? Why didn't these military guys just say, no, you can't have anything? Why didn't they just say no?
Well, they did.
Right.
He wanted Bastille Day on Memorial Day. And they said, not going to happen.
But they still got these big fucking vehicles rolling out there in these neighborhoods.
No, well, just on flatbeds. They got a couple of tanks and a couple of armored vehicles.
On flatbeds.
They do.
Trump, that is so lame. You lame motherfucker. Putin, your little boyfriend over there in Russia, is going to look at your parade and he'll laugh at you.
Well, and it's just not who we are.
Well, it's who we are right now.
It's just not who we are.
Yes.
Let's see. I've got a story here. Oh, this is, well, you know, Trump era good news.
Fuck you.
Yes. This is what is this? Oh, there it is. I have other good news too.
Yes.
This is from the Common Dreams.
Common Dreams. Fuck you.
.org.
Right.
A new study. Right. You know, it's one of these cases of like facts.
Oh, okay.
And science and,
oh, shit,
and studies and shit.
Fuck you.
It's saying the site is unreachable.
Oh, no.
But basically, the headline says a new study. Here we go. New research published yesterday by economists from the University of California, Berkeley, have shown that raising the federal minimum wage,
yes,
to $15 by 2024 would significantly reduce poverty without causing job losses.
Oh, wow.
This is the further undermining the typical fear-mongering of conservatives.
Yes. So part
and here, Common Dreams is a very lib site.
Yeah, I like Common
Dreams. And they also say, and centrist Democrats.
It's true. It's fucking true.
It's bullshit when they say, you know, Seattle raised the minimum wage and they got rid of that that server slave wage bullshit. For some reason, because you may supplement your income with tips, they've decided they can pay you slave wages, like $2
a fucking
hour.
Where did that come from? I've always wondered where that came from. It's some evil
conservatives,
dickhead.
Evil, yeah. I mean, Dickens bad guys.
I mean, that is cartoonishly evil. That's like saying we're going to squeeze every bit of money we can. I mean, fuck you.
You're making all that money in tips. You don't need hourly.
Oh, my God. You imagine having that attitude with some hedge fund motherfucker or some senior manager at an insurance brokerage firm.
And then again, if your small business can't survive paying a living wage to your employees, your business does not deserve to survive. Sorry, bitches.
Right.
We as society are sick of supplementing your businesses by allowing you to pay slave wages and you to make money and get rich off of the broken backs of other people.
That argument that it'll kill business raising the minimum wage is, yes, and it's particularly insane.
Right.
Because what do you want? A non-living wage, which is what we have. I mean, it sucks.
And then they demonize, there's a chickadee inside the cage.
Is it stuck?
No.
Oh, God.
It's just chilling inside the suet.
You better get
the cage
that
of suet.
Listen, chickadee, you watch out for that fucking squirrel.
Tiny, tiny little bird.
I haven't seen the squirrel today.
The UC Berkeley Center on Wage and Employment Dynamics.
Yes. Ooh.
Examined 51 minimum wage increases in 750 low wage counties across 45 states, finding, quote, substantial declines in household and child poverty in low wage areas, such as Mississippi and Alabama.
Oh, shit.
As I look left and right.
Right.
With no discernible negative impact on employment or hours. So it's a lie.
Right.
When they claim that we're gonna lose jobs and businesses are gonna close, it's a lie.
I mean, all of a sudden, if everybody working at the grocery store makes more money, that grocery store is not closing.
And right,
and if it needs to close because they can't afford to pay people,
and we know
to live
in more poverty stricken areas that every dollar that a person makes, isn't it like almost $2 worth of stimulation to the local economy, because those people take that dollar and buy shit with it because they need to eat. Whereas the Coke cunts who are raking in billions of dollars a month, they don't need that money. Theirs is going in some bank account somewhere doing zero for the economy.
It doesn't trickle down. What about trickle down?
Well, they're creating jobs. They're job creators.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, slave job creators.
God damn.
Fuck them.
Fuck them all.
So, more science and facts showing that the Republicans and the conservatives are lying. And the, I don't know how we fell for this again, but this trickle-down bullshit. I don't know how it reared its ugly head. Everyone, by like the year 2000, had figured out that trickle-down economics was bullshit and a lie. And that laugher needs to be laughed at.
Yes.
The guy that just got a Presidential Medal of Freedom from Trump. The guy that invented the laugher curve, which he's an economist who says that he's one of these austerity guys.
Yeah. Well, of course he got the Congressional Medal of Freedom or whatever the fuck he got. What did he get?
And proven wrong. The Trumpian the Medal of...
well, he's proven wrong and then he got a medal.
Huh?
He's proven wrong, then he got a medal.
Because he told the rich people what they want to hear, that we should keep cutting taxes for the rich and have no minimum wage. And
what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Told them exactly what they want to hear. So they're like, we love him. He's a brilliant economist.
How the fuck are we so racist in this country? Donald Trump got elected.
Yes.
But the other person running, and I know it's Hillary Clinton, you fucking assholes. Hillary Clinton was going to raise the minimum wage, she didn't fucking win. How does that happen?
What about the trail of bodies, though, Ryan?
Oh, shit, yes, Pat.
I saw that comment literally this morning on somewhere on a Facebook comment. Not on our page, somewhere.
Yeah.
But it was like, what about the trail of bodies for the Clintons, huh?
Yeah. What about it?
Well,
what about it?
We all have trails of bodies. But all they're doing is saying, this person that once dealt with Hillary mysteriously died of a coronary 18 years later.
You know what the thing is, though? The thing is about all those people that believe that bullshit, they're all dumb.
Oh, profound.
I mean, they're obviously stupid. They're just dumb fucks. I don't know what to tell you. Oh, you're dumb fucks. Vince Foster, yes, dumb fucks. Go ahead, dumb fucks. Whatever you need, dumb fucks.
They can him.
Boo.
There was one recently, and it was some guy that literally like was one of Ken Starr's investigators into the Whitewater. Not, or was it Starr?
Ken Starr was Monica Lewinsky in the cum dress.
Eventually, it started out with Whitewater.
Oh, he was Whitewater.
That was one. That was one investigation that went nowhere until somebody found a jizzy dress.
Jizzy dress?
It was like Benghazi. It was it went for years.
We should call that squirrel Benghazi.
Until they finally caught one.
I've named that squirrel. That's Benghazi. What do you think about that? You like that name?
But
for that squirrel?
He's ignoring me.
Yeah, he didn't give a fuck. He's like, come out here. Do you have a gun?
See, I think it's learning that.
Oh, shit. Look at that thing.
It's learning that I have a. It's a toothless attack. I can't go out there.
Do not hack into our shit, squirrel. Intern, go get that squirrel. Do something.
I've got a story here from.
Yes.
This is NBC.
This just in.
Well.
Right.
Trump and his, well, they say allies. I'm going to say anus lickers.
Right.
Have long insisted that even if Russia did interfere.
Yes.
With some, you know, social media posts and
shit.
That had zero impact on the election. Zero. Well, guess what? A new statistical analysis
math
says it may well have. And this is where Jimmy Carter is fucking spot on with what he said the other day when he said, if we really investigated and studied it scientifically, I believe that Trump won only because of the Russian interference, that it swayed enough votes.
Yes.
Only needed 77,000 over a couple of states to give the election to fucking Trump. Now, this latest study says it probably did.
Yeah. And this takes into account like all the weird, like, because I remember us covering this when the shit was coming out, like, what did they call it? They called it weird little social media ecosystems or something. Those media gulags were over there building in Russia. They were like staging events on Facebook they're staging arguments on Facebook where they were pretending to be both sides in the argument, right?
They had two different groups.
Yeah.
They would schedule, well, they scheduled real rallies. One would be a right-wing MAGA racist group.
Yes.
And then one of the other Russian groups would set up an Antifa counter-protest to try to sow discord and incite violence.
Right. That's, you know, the thing about that is, oh, wow, that squirrel is just something else, boy. Benghazi, that's the name of that squirrel. Listen, Benghazi. But, I mean, you know, the thing about this Russian, are you letting him in here? Good Lord. The thing about this Russian interference bullshit is that all the time and all the money and all the manpower that went into this, and we're going to think that Vladimir Putin is going to be satisfied with it not having an effect on the election. That is bonkers.
The study by researchers at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville.
Yes.
Doesn't prove that Russian interference won the election, but it demonstrates that Trump's gains in popularity during the campaign correlated closely with high levels of social media activity by the Russian trolls and bots of the Internet Research Agency, one of the key weapons in the Russian attack.
Right. I mean,
Our results show that weeks when Russian trolls were accumulating likes and retweets on Twitter, that activity reliably foreshadowed gains for Trump in the opinion polls.
Shit. Wow. So now what? So now we know this. Now what?
Nothing to do about it. But,
hey, Mitch.
We know that it's now a lie.
Now Mitch McConnell must be hearing this thinking, okay, maybe Mitch will call Nancy Pelosi, and maybe the two of them will decide that, you know, maybe we should start impeachment proceedings or start it. Maybe we should start to give a shit about what's going on in this fucking country.
Given that the election turned on 75,000-ish votes in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, quote, it is a prospect that should be taken seriously.
Yeah.
That it actually changed the outcome of the election.
But we have taken it seriously, right? I mean, someone's doing something to safeguard our elections.
Well, yeah, helping the Russians do it more.
I mean, think about it. We haven't done anything to prevent that from happening again. But what has happened, they've already done it. And now they get to do it again, having practiced. They should be better at it.
The correlation between troll activity and Trump's popularity remained true even when controlling for Trump's own Twitter activity and other variables. It turns out the activity of Russian Twitter trolls was a better predictor of Trump's polling numbers than his own Twitter activity.
Wow. So what the Russians said in these weird little fake profiles had more to do with Trump getting elected than his own words.
He points out that 13% of voters didn't make their final choice until the last week before the election.
And that's when the bots were put on steroids, right?
The researchers found to their surprise that the Russian propaganda did not drive down Hillary Clinton's popularity, even though much of it was aimed at discrediting her. The main factor here probably being that the targeted audience is right-wing assholes who already hate Hillary and have a bad opinion of her.
They mobilized the right-wing assholes to come out and vote.
The study also noted that Trump's own policy proposals somehow seemed to dovetail with Russian propaganda for some reason.
Well, I mean, what? How about the quote unquote journalist, the Russian journalist that stood up and asked about the sanctions at that event? And Trump said, "Yeah, we're going to get rid of those sanctions," just out of nowhere.
I don't see why we need them.
Right. It's right in front of our face.
For example, Russian propaganda exploited a December 2015 shooting in San Bernardino, California, to stoke fears about Muslim immigration. And shortly afterward is when Trump announced his support for a ban on Muslims entering the United States.
Oh, my God.
President's son-in-law, meanwhile, and top advisor Jared in April said the Russian propaganda effort was, you know, a couple of Facebook ads.
Right.
Remember he said that?
Oh, yes.
A couple of Facebook ads.
What does Jared do to take care of that skin? You ever notice that guy's got perfect skin? What do you do, Jared? Lubritherm. Russian semen.
It says the Internet Research Agency conducted vast coordinated campaign that was incredibly successful at pushing out and amplifying its messages.
Damn.
They did an in-depth analysis of nearly 4,000 Twitter accounts.
Oh, shit.
In what U.S. intelligence agencies assess was the Russian government-sponsored propaganda operation designed to help Trump get elected president.
So, in the election we have now, the Democratic primaries are happening, you know. So, is Russia influencing those with their bots?
Sure. They haven't slowed down at all. The IRA's basic strategy was to use a small core of Twitter accounts to push out new content, then harnessed a wider pool of automated bot accounts to amplify. So
Holy
they would
fuck.
Retweet the fuck out of it and then float it. You know, that would then game the algorithm.
So there's like a cube farm of nerds in some wherever media gulag this is in Russia that actually are real people behind these accounts.
They found 91% of the first retweets from IRA tweets were non-IRA bot accounts, suggesting that propaganda spread into the networks of real U.S. citizens.
How do you create a bot account on Twitter? Like, how
you
is
sign
that?
Sign up for a fake email somewhere and sign up for an account.
But why do they call them bots though? Like,
because they're automatic. They don't. It's not necessarily a person running it.
Yeah,
it's an algorithm that just
it's set to like
automatically
retweets certain hashtags or whatever. Okay,
or certain accounts.
Right.
So there you go.
Well, so wait. Okay, there's more evidence that we knew that Russia interfered. Now we know Russia interfered in our election.
Oh,
okay.
The final paragraph here. The Trump administration has not developed a strategy to deal with the social media propaganda that is already cropping up in connection with 2020.
Cool.
And Trump continues to downplay the issue of election interference. Last week, he sparked a furor when he seemed not like Hitler furor.
No, F-U-R-O-R. I think like both.
When he seemed to joke about it during the joint appearance with Putin, when he said in a mocking tone, "Don't meddle in the election, President."
Oh, yeah, yeah.
"Don't meddle in the election."
Boy, that's crazy. Boy, that Nancy, listen to me. Doesn't that bother you? Don't you want to impeach him? The smugness. Oh.
Impeach the motherfucker.
Impeach the motherfucker. Jesus fucking Christ. We've got camps.
Gulags.
Yep. You won't have water.
This is amazing. The disconnect of Fox.
Yes.
And Friends.
Boo.
And Fox News.
Oh, these guys, these people are heinous.
I think it might have been trending on the Twitter or something like that today. The mockery that a tweet from Fox and Friends First.
Okay.
At Ooh. Fox at Fox and Friends First Ooh, on yes. the Twitter. They don't understand this, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
What we talked about yesterday.
Oh.
A new poll. Here's their tweet. I'll do it as Deucey. A new poll shows only 45% of men and women in the U.S. are extremely proud to be American. That is the lowest amount ever recorded by this poll. What do you think is causing the decline? Question mark.
Geez, Steve Deucey. I think it's because America, as a country, we suck fucking ass right
now.
That
just doesn't make sense at all. Because on our show every morning, we know it's all hoof jobs from unicorns for everybody.
Listen, Steve Deucey, if it was your children in those concentration camps, you might feel different, you piece of human shit.
And, you know, you would expect the responses. Quite a ratio, as they say.
Oh, shit.
On this one.
Yay.
Which means you get a vastly higher number of replies to your tweet than you do retweets or likes.
That means you're full of shit.
That means you're being soundly pummeled.
Right.
And people are not retweeting and liking your shit.
They're shitting on you.
Pounding on you. Yeah.
Absolutely. Release the shit.
10 to 1.
Damn.
Ratio.
Ouch.
There's like 1,000 likes. There's 12,000 comments already.
It's all people saying, hey, Steve Deucey, you're a big piece of shit, right?
This person says, just spitballing here, but it could be the kids in concentration camps.
Yeah.
While there are tanks on the Washington Mall for a wannabe tin pot dictator, and the 4,000 den in Puerto Rico, and the $1 trillion tax cut for the 1%, and the nonstop corruption, graft, and state media being called the enemy of the people, or media be called the enemy of the people.
That person gets it. Who is that? That makes sense.
Adam Strasberg on the Twitter.
Adam, I understand what you're talking about. You're right.
Oh, a stolen SCOTUS seat.
Scrotus.
An American resident chopped up to pieces in an embassy in Turkey.
Yes.
The ringleader rewarded with hundreds of millions of dollars in military contracts.
Oh, my God.
Maybe the aiding and abetting of election interference and voter suppression in Georgia, Florida, the nonstop assault on the Constitution. This guy just keeps going.
They stole that election in Georgia. We fucking forgotten about that. Brian Kemp stole that from Stacey Abrams. Fuck him.
Fox and Friends First. That's oh, this is a different show. This is the
what is this?
These are the fluffers for Deucey and that group. This is the
Jesus Christ.
This is weekdays 4 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Listen, you fucks. I know. Hey, listen. Oh, this is a podcast. Whatever. You know, we work our asses off on this. But it'd be great to be on a platform like Fox First,
you
whatever the fuck that was.
Bitch.
But I'd rather choke on my own fucking vomit.
I'm sorry, I thought you were
done.
No. So there you go.
Jeez.
What's going on there?
What are you proud about? What should we be proud about? Like with this country.
Right.
I'm proud we have some good people running for president, some Democrats. But they haven't won the election yet. You know, Schindler is not impeached. We really don't have a lot to be happy about with our government.
Yesterday we did the story about that the Trump administration was saying, all right, well, fuck it. We're not going to put that question on the census.
Okay.
Well, apparently Trump...
Ugh.
Does not like being raked over the coals for that and being told that it was a big old loss. Because now there are people, and I have a Republican member of Congress.
Yes.
Who's telling Trump, put it on there anyway. Fuck the courts.
Well,
there we go.
Hey, listen. So now we're into this section, this part of our weird, whatever time we're in right now, where we need to realize this fucking Trump can do whatever he wants.
He can't. But there are those encouraging him now more publicly.
Yeah.
On Team Treason.
Yes.
To say, fuck the Constitution, fuck our system. We want a king. We want a big authoritarian daddykins.
Yes.
To tell us what to do.
Well, I mean.
And no checks and balances until a Democrat is present again. And then it's 24/7 hearings on anything he or she may do.
What is up with our checks and balances, though, right? Because our Congress subpoenas Bill Barr, and then they have a negotiation.
Well, right.
Why are we negotiating our power?
And then it goes to the court. Well, they can't arm up and go get him. So they have to proceed through the court process. And they made a deal so they wouldn't have to proceed through the court process.
Gross.
And then in other cases now, like for Trump's taxes.
Yes.
They're like, well, fuck it. We're okay. Now we're suing.
Suing.
Now we're going to court.
That's weird. I guess
it took too long for them to go to court.
I mean, my knowledge of the justice systems comes from Law and Order. And I remember,
yes.
If you get subpoenaed, you have to come. You're subpoenaed. So now if all of a sudden we're negotiating that really is, you're subverting your power. You're giving your power away. You're not, you know what I mean?
Now we have the DOJ.
Yes.
Justice Department told a federal judge today they had been, quote, instructed to try to find a way to get the question back on the 2020 census, even after the Supreme Court blocked the previous effort to do so.
Hold on a second. When you say the Supreme Court, you mean the Supreme motherfucking court, right? All the guys.
Yes.
All the guys.
And gals.
Yes. I'm sorry. And gals. So what are they doing with this other bullshit? Did they not watch Schoolhouse Rock and all that other shit?
But Trump doesn't like the decision.
Yeah.
So therefore, he thinks he doesn't have to follow it.
Right. I'm sorry. I think the strategy here is like to keep brown people from filling out the census. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. But that's what I think. And so I think it's doing its job. It's already accomplishing what they want it to, whether or not he gets the fucking question.
He's been quite prolific today. Last night he tweeted a very sad time for America when the Supreme Court of the United States won't allow a question of is this person a citizen of the United States to be asked on the hashtag 2020. That doesn't make sense. On the hashtag 2020 census. Going on for a long time, I have asked the Department of Commerce and the Department of Justice to do whatever is necessary to bring the most vital of questions and this very important case to a successful conclusion. All caps, USA, 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 exclamation points.
You know, hey, Nancy Pelosi, when do you decide this guy's not fit to be president? What do we have to sit? What does our country have to suffer through before you stand up and you fucking do something? This is nuts.
Next tweet. Iran was violating the $150 billion plus $1.8 billion in cash nuclear deal with the United States. It wasn't.
Right.
And others who paid nothing long before I became president, and they've now breached their stockpile limit. Not good. It's not true. They were not violating the deal. They were not. They were in compliance. Right. Everyone said so except Trump.
You know, I have an uncle, and I follow him on Facebook, and he's very prolific with the Breitbart stories and all the bullshit. And the fucking garbage.
Yes.
And he said something about, he put some meme up there like, people named in Iran nuclear deal bribery scandal making popcorn. Is that some deal? Is that something like Obama bribed people to get the?
I'm sure Obama's going off in chains. They think.
So provide the Breitbart link to that story, please. Jesus.
Then Trump tweeted this morning.
Yes.
His first tweet of the AM, right. 6:15 Eastern time.
Jeez.
Our July 4th salute to America at the Lincoln Memorial is looking to be really big. It will be the show of a lifetime, exclamation point.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Then he tweeted, we have the greatest economy anywhere in the world. We have the greatest military anywhere in the world. Not bad, exclamation point.
Not bad.
Not bad. None of this makes sense.
You know, when I tweet something, I think about it longer than this dickhead does. I'm a fucking dickhead person. You know what I mean? I'm a plebe. I don't matter. He didn't think about anything before he puts it out there. He's dangerous.
Then he must have heard about one of the many stories complaining about how much money this ridiculous salute to America is costing.
Yeah.
And because he then tweeted, the cost of our great salute to America tomorrow will be very little compared to what it is worth. Quantify that for us. How is that fat fuck doing a hate rally?
Yes.
At the Lincoln Memorial with a couple of tanks sitting on flatbeds nearby.
Right.
And the Blue Angels flying over. What are the benefits to our country for that? Someone edumacate me on this.
Get out. Do some math. Can't we do some math and figure it out? We can deduce.
Listen to his justification. We own the planes.
Oh, okay.
We have the pilots. The airport is right next door. Andrews, in parentheses.
I was reading somewhere that service people are away for their families because they have to deal with this bullshit, this fucking parade.
All we need is the fuel.
But don't you need somebody to...
We own the tanks and all. Fireworks are donated by two of the greats. Nice! Exclamation point.
Two of the greats?
Who knows? Probably some golfing buddies.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Well,
he congratulates the murderous Navy SEAL who was found not guilty.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah. Congratulations to Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, his wonderful wife, Andrea, his entire family. You have been through much together. I could help.
Whoa!
How did you help? Did you interfere in a criminal investigation?
You see...
Are you admitting that you obstructed justice for somebody else?
Don't you think people in Al-Qaeda and ISIS are going to take this tweet and they're going to use that to, you know...
Oh, sure. Look, America supports war crimes.
Right. I mean, what we do.
Then he tweeted, he's really not happy about this census question.
Sad.
The news reports about the Department of Commerce dropping its quest to put the citizen question on the census is incorrect, or to state it differently, all caps, fake.
God.
We are absolutely moving forward, as we must, because of the importance of the answer to this question.
So he's admitting that he's going to break the law, right?
But they can't articulate the reason for this very important question.
We got to find all the brown people.
Which is why the SCOTUS said, get the fuck out of here. Even John Roberts, who wrote the decision, is like, get the fuck out of here. You're lying. There is no reason for this. We're trying to enforce the Voting Rights Act.
Right.
How?
Well,
how does this question help you enforce that? And they were like, well, it just does.
Okay, this is going to sound really fucking insane, but so the census gets printed, right?
The forms, yes.
Yes. And so I assume someone sends a file to a printer and then the forms get printed. I'm serious. How do you prevent that question from being printed on the form? I mean, if he says he just wants to do it, then I'm a little confused as to how he doesn't just do it. Because usually presidents are worried about just like, I don't know, violating norms and stuff like that. And they're concerned about, you know, I don't know, law and stuff. But this guy doesn't give a shit. Trump doesn't care. He'll just tell somebody to put the question on. They're going to print it, and then it'll just be on the census. And the courts are going to be like, well, we were against it.
They're not. They're not.
Yeah.
Well, then, you know, that could be a jailing.
Yeah.
For that, for participating right. in that. The update came after Trump tweeted that previous government statements that the administration was backing down from the census citizenship fight were incorrect.
Yes.
U.S. District Judge George Hazel convened a teleconference today, this morning.
Okay.
As confusion was swirling around the issue, both the Justice Department and Commerce Department had said on Tuesday that the forms were being sent off to the printers without the question.
Right.
Because this judge had issued a deadline. These got to be printed up.
Right.
Like now.
Because we do the census.
Well, yeah.
We have to.
A top DOJ official told the judge the administration believes there may be a legally available path to getting the question re-added while still complying with the Supreme Court's ruling. but the DOJ official said if the government goes down that route, the plan is to go directly to the SCOTUS to get instructions on how to streamline future proceedings.
Damn.
But now the word just came out like an hour ago.
Yes.
That this federal judge has now moved up the deadline.
Oh, shit.
Update. U.S. District Judge George Hazel is moving up the deadline to this Friday, July 5th. July 5th.
Oh, shit, dude. You're assimilating.
At 2 p.m.
Yes.
Eastern, for Trump admin right. to enter a written agreement that confirms it is no longer pursuing the citizenship question.
Hmm.
So this judge wants confirmation that by Friday, he will not, they're not going to be putting.
Yeah.
This on the
will somebody check it? I don't trust these fuckers. Somebody check it. Somebody check it. It's just a Word doc, right? All you got to do is citizenship question. Bam, there it is.
The deadline had originally been on Monday. The change came during a hearing held on telephone.
Hello.
It was the second hearing in 2 days on the case as the judge tried to determine whether the Trump administration will continue to pursue the question
yes.
despite the Supreme Court setback.
Right. God, this fucking squirrel.
The second hearing was called after the series of bombastic tweets from Trump contradicting earlier statements from Justice that the question would not be on the form. So the judge is like, you guys told me it's not going to be on the form, and this orange asshole is now tweeting, oh, yes, it's still going to be there.
God, so like, because... Because didn't the Supreme Court decide that, or somebody decided, we are at DEFCON 3 with this fucking squirrel, man. This squirrel, this tyranny will not be tolerated. Squirrel, I don't want to call that squirrel Benghazi, by the way. I want to think of a different name. If you have a name for the squirrel that's terrorizing the crab diving studios, face. Please tweet us at crab diving.
What's with the dog? She's awfully quiet.
That dog is, I was thinking the same thing. I don't know.
She's not feeling well?
I think she's.
Did she get a lot of exercise this afternoon?
Not really. No, I was working and she kind of slept. I mean, I took her outside, ran her around. She did some laps outside around the hammock.
Do zoomies?
Yes. What's wrong with you?
So it's not yet clear whether Department of Justice lawyers were able to take a firm position this afternoon or provide the judge with any clarity.
Provide the judge with any clarity.
You know, and that's go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy the book
yes.
Siege by Michael Wolff, the follow-up to Fire and Fury. It is, I'm just struck by listening to this book go to crabdiving.com/audible and join Audible, and you can listen to the books instead of reading them.
Now I want to read that book. I'm going to listen to it.
The shit show of an administration that this is.
Yeah.
It's just a giant cauldron of diarrhea bubbling over a fire.
Boy, that's... how does it function, though? How does this cauldron of shit function?
It's not. That's the whole point. Is it's not.
Because, like, our State Department, is there anybody confirmed there? Is everybody just a temporary appointee?
Some of them, because Trump doesn't think he has to follow the law and have his cabinet officials approved by the Senate. So he's like, they're not going to approve the people I like, so I'm just going to make them acting.
Yeah. Well, it's working. I don't see anyone challenging him on that. I don't see any lawsuits about that. He's right.
So that's what's going on with the citizenship question now, where we're finding out, we're getting to the point now where we're closer to this constitutional crisis.
Yes.
Trump has been teasing.
Because this is what fascists do, right? They say things like, oh, maybe I'll go for a third term in office. Or, oh, maybe I'll put the citizenship question on there anyway, no matter what SCOTUS says. And they push the boundaries.
Lindsey said Trump is just kidding about that, about the third term.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lindsey.
There are those saying that I should get two more years because of the
Two more years because Mueller's.
He thinks, he was cheated out of 2 years. So
he was cheated.
They should add 2 years because I wasn't able to do everything I want because of this Mueller.
Right.
I am gobsmacked.
Yeah, that fucking squirrel, man. What are we going to name that squirrel?
Comedian Artie Johnson has died. Artie Johnson from Laugh-In.
Oh, my God.
From the 1970s.
Alive?
Who was... I mean, or the 60s and in the 60s, well, he was 90. So that means he was in his 40s.
During Laugh-In?
During Laugh-In.
Holy fuck. Boy, what did that guy do? He probably smoked and drank.
So he's been around, right? Around for a long time.
So good God, he was
RIP
around.
RIP Artie Johnson.
Yeah. He was on TV when people would smoke. Right.
Ever watched the ancient shows like Laugh-In or something like that? He was the guy who would a lot of times say, very interesting.
Shit.
Artie Johnson.
R.I.P.
He was just trending on the Twitter. That's why I was like, why is Artie Johnson trending on the Twitter? And then I was like, oh, my God, Artie Johnson was still alive.
Right.
Good for him.
I think the dog's okay.
Oh, yeah, she's fine.
She's just chilling. I don't know.
She just chillaxing.
You normally don't chillax.
Good news?
Yes.
Sort of.
Ooh.
Apparently, a tiny bit of, I can't call this decency. Justice. I don't know what we can call this.
Ooh.
From Alabama.
Right.
Because the district attorney there has decided not to pursue manslaughter charges against a 27-year-old woman whose fetus died after she was shot.
So,
during a fight.
So, the woman that was pregnant that was shot will not be charged with anything.
They wanted to charge her with manslaughter because she started the fight that got her shot in the abdomen, killing her fetus.
So it's the she started it case. Is that what I'm to understand?
Well,
is what it
she
was?
She is black.
Oh, just, shit,
just,
Pat.
You know, it's you Alabama and
you
she's
didn't
say black.
That. Okay.
God,
our justice system. You guys are garbage.
The decision comes after days of public outcry sparked by Marsha Jones's arrest on June 26th. The Jefferson County grand jury had indicted her for manslaughter. After another woman shot her in December of 2018, killing her fetus.
Yes.
Jones's attorney praised the decision. Well, that's ridiculous. You shouldn't be praising them for the obvious, decent thing to do.
And meanwhile, this person already went through all this trauma. She's already been shot. And she's dealing with the fact that maybe she's going to get charged with manslaughter.
We're indicting her because she shouldn't have gone and done been born black.
That's right, Pat.
How dare she?
You know, all these, you know, these cops, they sometimes, you know, the stories shake out right. Charges get dropped, you know. And but still, these people have to go through the stress. She still had to live through the stress of some insanity, like. She's the one that got shot, but yet she's going to be charged with manslaughter. That's so...
Investigators, I'm willing to call them white racist assholes in Jefferson County, Alabama.
Hell yeah!
Had argued that Jones was the aggressor in the fight.
Yes.
Therefore, knowingly put her fetus in jeopardy.
Got
which,
that?
Given Alabama's new law,
yes,
is given full human rights.
Jesus Christ. I mean... Speaking of Alabama, I'm going to be there tonight doing comedy at the Blind Mule in Mobile. Jeez. Don't get pregnant in Alabama. Fuck.
So there you go.
Well, congratulations, guys. Boy.
Although the Montgomery Advertiser newspaper reported... that the charge appears to contradict Alabama's criminal code. What a shocker.
Oh, yeah.
The code does include fetal homicide language, referring to a, quote, unborn child in utero.
Oh, shit.
As a human being.
Right.
But the code also states that, quote, the prosecution of any woman with respect to her unborn child should not be permitted under criminal homicide charges like manslaughter.
Oh, okay.
So the charges they brought are against their own criminal codes.
But so if they brought the charges, was the woman arrested?
Yeah, she was arrested.
Did she have to post bail?
Manslaughter. Absolutely.
Fuck, give her money back.
And then some.
Absolutely, she should.
And take it
knew.
From the prosecutor's personal accounts.
They
take
knew.
Their house.
So you're telling me that the charges were against their own criminal codes, right?
Yes.
So they knew. They knew what they were doing was wrong, but they did it anyway. Well, that's something criminal there then, right? There's an intent. They wanted to...
They're not held responsible, Ryan. Police aren't held responsible. I mean, prosecutors aren't held responsible.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with you?
When are we going to wake up? When people tell you cops have a dangerous job and we
That's
should thank
lie.
Them from their service. Suck my dick.
Not in the top 15 of dangerous jobs, by the way.
They're the ones with guns. They're the ones with all the fancy weapons in their fucking car. They're the ones with bulletproof vests.
The grand jury... decided that the woman who shot Ms. Jones
yes.
was acting in self-defense. So therefore, Ms. Jones should be held responsible.
These fucking Krakens in Alabama with their badges and their bullshit, they can fuck the fuck off. Good Christ.
Jones's lawyer said, when my law partner explained to me what we were dealing with, I had to make them repeat it.
Well,
I didn't believe what they were saying. It makes no rational sense.
Well, when you read the story initially, did you not have trouble wrapping your mind around it? I thought I was misreading it.
Yeah, it was unreal.
It was like,
she got shot in the abdomen like five times. And
she's in trouble.
Survived. Her fetus didn't. And later on, they put cuffs on her, apparently, and arrested her and charged her with manslaughter. I don't know that they put cuffs on.
I mean,
I'm speculating.
Listen,
she is black, so
right.
I'm if surprised you're white, they didn't shoot her.
If you're white, this does not happen.
I would find it
Please.
Less likely in Alabama yes. to happen to a white person.
I mean, God, it's...
apparently, if you're a high school kid going to a good school, you can rape somebody and get away with it.
Well, wait, this kid's a good athlete, right?
Oh yeah, he's going to a good school.
Well, wait, you know, Kobe raped somebody. Nothing happened to him, right? He raped that woman in Colorado.
Did he? Well, allegedly. No charges were brought, I don't believe.
Yes. Yeah, because they were saying there's no way Kobe could have overpowered her because he was dealing with an injury.
Right.
He's an NBA basketball player. I mean, come on.
Lots of problems on Facebook. Facebook down is trending still. Yes. So,
shit, man.
So is Instagram. Hashtag Instagram down.
God damn it, Zuckerberg. Get your fucking shit together. You better get Facebook going. Don't you have to give Trump another term in office, you fuck? What's up? What's with the look?
Interesting casting.
Yes.
Apparently, they're going to do a live-action remake of The Little Mermaid.
What the fuck?
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
They did that already. It's called Splash.
They're doing a live-action remake of The Little Mermaid, and they've cast as Ariel.
Yes. Justin Bieber.
Now, my confusion has nothing to do with race.
Okay.
She's a woman of color. That's right. Rock on. That doesn't bother me at all. But I might have cast someone a little younger. Halle Berry.
Oh, wow. Is going to play the Little Mermaid?
Oh, wait a second.
Oh, that's cool.
Halle Bailey. Okay. Halle Berry was trending. I think people are fucking up. Okay. I mean, this makes sense. Yeah. Halle Bailey, I know who she is now that I see her picture. I believe she was from Black-ish.
It's a brand new world.
And has been starring in her own show, the spinoff of Black-ish.
Okay.
Grown-ish.
Okay. Grown-ish?
G-R-O-W-N.
Okay.
Ish. It's about her going off to college with her friends and stuff.
Close your eyes.
So she's, it's Halle Bailey.
Right. Does anybody want to see live action remakes of these fucking Disney cartoons? Tweet us at Crab Diving. Do you want to see? I heard Aladdin was good. Somebody said Aladdin was good.
Well, and that new Lion King is out too. That's CGI. And
it's real lions?
Yeah. It's CGI.
Shit, man.
I just don't get it. How about writing something new? There's an idea. How about writing something new?
Or, like, those cartoons already exist.
Yeah, and they did okay.
But who wants to see that? Exactly. I just don't understand who wants to see... Why don't they get a real mermaid? Why don't they actually cast a mermaid to play the lead? Huh? What's wrong with that? Why is it always a non-mermaid gets the part? Then they have to put on a fake poser fishtail. That's garbage.
Resist.
Trump apparently upset about these reports of cruel conditions at these prison camps, these concentration gulags.
He's upset that these children are being not cared for properly?
No, he's upset that people are complaining about the children not being.
Oh, I see.
Quote, this is tweet.
Yes.
Our Border Patrol people are not hospital workers, doctors or nurses. The Democrats' bad immigration laws, which could easily be fixed, are the problem. Great job by Border Patrol, above and beyond. Many of these illegals, aliens.
Good God.
Illegals, aliens.
Illegals, aliens.
Are living far better now than where they came from and in far safer conditions. No, this is like... I think it was Tucker Carlson that recently said, these people are used to sleeping on the ground.
Yeah.
Like people coming from Guatemala and Honduras live in tents on the ground. Like they're tribal. They don't, it's dehumanizing.
And it's shameful the way, listen.
Like they don't live in apartments and houses and shit.
What if it was their kids? What if it was their kids for one second? If it was their kids being miscared for.
They can't think that way. That's empathy.
They don't have any empathy. That's right.
They're incapable of that.
Boy, I tell you, we better figure out a way to figure out this camp situation.
No matter how good things actually look, even if perfect, the Democrat visitors will act shocked and aghast at how terrible things are. Just pause, politicians. Yes. If they really want to fix them, change the immigration laws and loopholes. So easy to do.
No, I know how you fix this. We all know how we fix this. We have to get rid of this administration. That's it.
Now, if you really want to fix the crisis at the southern border, both humanitarian and otherwise, tell migrants not to come into our country unless they're willing to do so legally.
So he's saying, he's admitting.
Yeah.
If you want to fix the humanitarian crisis.
There's a crisis, so he's saying it.
Yeah. Yeah, these people are being treated cruelly. Tell them not to come.
He doesn't give a shit.
No, that's the point.
That is the point. And all this shit in Nazi Germany, all those camps, that was all legal in Germany. That was all legal.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And this is legal now. So we need to figure out how to stand up against it.
Tell migrants not to come to our country unless they're willing to do so legally, hopefully through a system based on merit. This way, we have no problems at all, exclamation
By
point.
Merit, he means skin color.
If illegal immigrants are unhappy with the conditions in the quickly built or refitted detentions centers.
What an idiot.
Just tell them not to come. All problems solved.
I don't know. I don't know how all problems are solved. I don't know.
Oh, and then he's dick waving.
Yes.
Iran has just issued a new warning. Rouhani, that's the president.
Rouhani.
Says they will enrich uranium to any amount we want if there is no new nuclear deal. Be careful with the threats, Iran. They can come back to bite you like nobody has been bitten before. Exclamation point.
God, it's really funny if it weren't so terrifying.
What is his speech at this Trump rally going to be on the 4th? Surely this will not be something casual, and he's making a fucked up announcement.
According to the reports I've read, he's going to have a written speech.
Yes.
That will be nonpartisan.
Yeah. Bullshit.
But you know he's going to go off of it. And when they said to these unnamed staffers,
okay,
well, how are you going to make sure he stays on the message? They're like,
yeah,
we're just crossing our fingers.
They don't care.
There's nothing they can do.
They're enablers.
They care, but there's nothing they can do. They try to talk him out of all kinds of shit.
Well, let me tell you something, staffers. I see you as the same as Trump. You're enabling him. Resign. All of you resign. They should all walk out of that fucking White House. If they gave a shit about those concentration camps, they would all quit. Assholes.
So, that's, there you go.
Man. The news is just fucking disturbing, dude. You see, sometimes you look at these pictures at these camps and you're like, well, obviously what needs to happen is someone needs to drive down there with a shit ton of people and let them out. How does that happen? I don't fucking know. But I bet you at the end of the holiday,
that's when the Proud Boys will show up to protect the prison camps.
Yeah.
There were all those hecklers, all those MAGA vermin.
Oh yeah,
heckling the representatives that went to view these gulags.
Shit, man, where are the Proud Boys on the left? Where's that?
Well,
really?
Antifa.
I mean, because you know, there's no excuse for these camps. There's no excuse. The excuse that we have to wait for an election. We have to wait for some lawmakers to get their dicks out of their fucking asses to do something.
That's talent.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. Their own asses. You know what?
Unless they're detachable.
Oh, whatever we do to fix this isn't going to be enough. It's not. It's a stain. This is a fucking stain.
I've got, this is kind of a faithless-y Friday story.
Faithless Friday preview.
But this is also a follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
Fuck you.
We had, oh no, this isn't a follow-up. I lied.
It's not a follow-up.
But it might as well be.
Yes.
This is, Fort Worth, Texas.
Boy, man.
Lovely town.
Okay.
In which I lived for a very brief period of time. Well, near, in a suburb.
Yes.
Unfortunately. There's squeals of butt hurt in Fort the Worth.
Ooh.
As apparently a group of atheists,
yes,
in Fort Worth, the Metroplex Atheists group,
right,
as part of an upcoming campaign,
yes,
calling for a change in the national motto back from "In God We Trust" to the original "E Pluribus Unum."
Well, of course we go back to that, right? I mean, that's not a...
Well, they're trying to do this.
Yes.
But they've now put up, legally,
yes,
banners downtown. You know, these banners on streetlights.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
I've seen those. There's
art exhibits or whatever.
Very nice.
Well, squeals aplenty because Boo. These they're yellow.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, "In no God we trust." Educational what? Seminar. Go to metroplexatheists.org, it says on these banners.
I think the Metroplex is an area of Dallas-Fort Worth.
It's the DFW area.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you live there.
It's near the usually airport within the something? Grapevine, huh?
It's near the airport.
No, it's
I just thought you were referring to the airport when you said DFW.
Well, the DFW area.
Oh yeah, yeah, I got you.
Dallas Fort Worth area,
right?
Usually with there's a loop of a highway that goes around it.
Oh, okay.
They call the Grapevine. That grows around the two cities.
Yes.
Fort Worth, very clean.
Right.
By the way. Dallas, less so.
Yes.
Let me see. Whether the campaign will be successful, it won't be.
Right.
Isn't the issue. They say the banners themselves are creating all kinds of controversy because the local Texans can't handle seeing a banner that even hints that atheists exist.
Oh, you goddamn motherfucking snowflakes. I mean, really, the nerve of you fuckers.
The city says they've already received over 100 complaints about the signs.
We're just talking about signs.
And all it says
motherfuckers.
Is, "In no God we trust." Educational seminar,
right.
metroplexatheist.org. And that's the whole sign.
Yeah, and you know, you drive around Texas. How many fucking bullshit religious things do I have to lay my fucking atheist eyeballs upon? A million. You got some flags in the DFW area. So fucking what, dickhead?
Shame on Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price.
Hey.
Apparently, Christo fascist asshole.
Nine!
She tweeted, "I was appalled when I saw the banners currently being displayed downtown, as I do not support or agree with the message."
No.
While many of us may not agree with the message, the organization did follow policies and procedures set forth by the city and downtown Fort Worth. We must respect the freedom of speech. As we approach the 4th of July, we must remember that many Americans have fought and died for the freedoms we cherish today.
Okay, but listen, in the sky, there is no God up there, lunatic, so relax.
But listen to this official statement from the city of Fort Worth.
Okay.
After all these hundreds of complaints.
Yes.
City of Fort Worth has gotten several phone calls and complaints about some of the banners that are currently displayed downtown.
Yeah.
While some residents might not like the messaging on these banners, we do not currently restrict religious messaging as long as it follows the current policy and procedures for display banners.
Right.
City of Fort Worth banner policy and procedures allows a not-for-profit to place banners within the public right-of-way for the purpose of promoting the organization or special event held by the organization.
Yeah.
The event must be in Fort Worth, open to the public, or of common interest to the general community. The banners may be displayed no more than 6 weeks prior to the start of the event and must be removed within 5 working days of the completion of the event.
Okay.
The Metroplex Atheists purchased the banners that are currently displayed in several downtown locations. They are holding an event on July 14th that fits the criteria necessary to purchase the banners. If an organization meets the established criteria, the city cannot discriminate or dictate the content unless it contains profanity, threats, or other inappropriate images.
But these atheists, they're the customer. They paid with money to rent these banners. Shove it up your ass. They're actually participating in the DFW economy, right?
Right.
I mean, that's a good thing. These people actually bought banner space.
Well, and fuck this mayor. I don't know if she's, if she's a Democrat or a Republican, but fuck her.
She's a Republican.
To say, well, Fort Worth, she may be a Democrat. But to tweet, I was appalled when I saw the banners. We don't care.
Who gives a fuck?
I'm appalled when I see "In God We Trust" slapped on the side of a police cruiser.
Sure, absolutely. Of course.
Like the Muslim police they have in Saudi Arabia. And the Taliban police that they have.
I'm appalled.
That's what I feel like I'm being assailed by.
I'm appalled down at Bayview Park in Pensacola on public land. I don't know how tall that fucking Bronze Age torture device is. That's religious bullshit on public property. That offends my eyeballs. Suck a cock.
Some local county country music artist, locally famous, on Facebook said, "I can't believe the city allows these signs."
Oh, fuck you, you pandering fuckface.
They offend me and should to everyone that has strong faith. Fuck you and fuck your faith, you princess asshole.
You have strong faith in nothing.
Fuck do you think you are?
You got this. Listen, this Christian symbolism, images, religious bullshit, it is all up in this bitch that we call America. It is all over the fucking place. You're talking about how many banners in Dallas, Fort Worth? Let's say
66.
Oh, fuck you. So what? Big deal. Sit and spin. Be appalled. I hope every time you look at it, you vomit. Who gives a shit? Oh, God.
Here at Pathos, they say, well, at least the signs are working, starting a conversation. People are getting upset literally over nothing. And the negative reaction from the public is a perfect way to begin a dialogue about why "In God We Trust" should not and should never have been our national motto.
You know what confuses me? Why do we even need a dialogue? It's obvious bullshit.
One of the banners has been vandalized, by the way. So, of course, the good, law-abiding Christians have vandalized one of the banners.
Of course.
Because you're offending me. And, again, tell me what's offensive about "In No God We Trust." That's it. That's the message.
Do you think they're going to catch the people that vandalized that fucking banner?
They're not going to look for the people that vandalized that banner.
But If some group vandalized some banner that had a bunch of Jesus bullshit on it,
or a Confederate statue.
Oh, God, they find these motherfuckers. Of course.
Spray paint "racist" on the side of it, and they're going to be like, we got the FBI looking for them.
You know, it's just, I don't know. Fuck off. Really. Fuck off with the Ten Commandments, all your crap.
We got a little bit of good news.
Yes.
But again,
I mean, we're so tolerant.
This isn't good news,
of this religious bullshit, dude. We're so, really.
Well, yeah.
And people think atheists are child molesters. But really, these religious fuckers.
Worse than child molesters.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, on many polls.
And by the way, Christians, if you want to talk about child molesting, why don't you look in your own house, you fucking pervs?
Or a Hemplow.
Yes.
I have a story about. And now my computer is going a little on the verklempt side. A preacher. Well, there were two of them.
Yes.
I guess I'm going to have to do them by memory, as my computer is really doing some fucked up shit. One I know is Illinois, and it was a Baptist school, I believe.
Okay.
One of the teachers who was well known for shaming the girls for what they were wearing.
Right.
You whore, you're wearing that short skirt, that kind of shit.
Okay.
Has now been arrested for fucking some of the boys.
Oh my God.
That she was in charge of.
Oh, okay.
Good Christian values, right?
Nice work, guys.
Good Christian values.
You know, like, this is not, God, this is such a shitty day for, like, sexual assault and shit like that. It's always, whatever. Just those two court cases where.
The rape cases were really, really rough to yeah. listen to.
I mean, that judge.
And the woman being charged with manslaughter for getting shot.
God, we got to take it. Our community, we can't let these judges just do shit like that.
This is Alabama.
Fuck you.
God. Just north of us here.
Right.
And west of us.
Yes.
We're straddled.
We're surrounded.
Florence, Alabama?
Oh, yes. Oui.
You know where that is?
Florence.
Pastor John Martin of Uh-oh. The Lighthouse Baptist Church.
We're a lighthouse. We're a beacon of light and hope. Jabish.
A pastor who has long been virulently anti-LGBTQ.
Oh, how nice. How Christian of you, dickhead.
His church wrote, "We believe God has commanded that no intimate sexual activity be engaged in outside of a marriage between a man and a woman. We believe that any form of homosexuality, lesbianism, bisexuality, bestiality, incest, fornication,
defecation, or urination lesbianism. For the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer.
Lesbian.
Fornication, adultery, and pornography.
Oh.
Ooh, oh,
Shelby. Sexual stimulation of the viewer. Right?
Shelby just dropped a bomb over here.
Flag on the field.
Ooh, dog fart.
Listen, intern.
I think it's Shelby.
Yeah, it's
that
squirrel.
We now have a dog to blame.
Nobody's named the squirrel yet on Twitter. What the fuck?
Fornication, adultery, and pornography are sinful perversions.
Defecation or urination for the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer. Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object. Masturbation, sadomasochistic abuse, including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal genital, oral anal. Mr. Speaker, I request permission to read the definition of sadism.
Please continue.
Please continue. State Representative Clippert of Washington.
Donald Clippert, right? Donald Clippert?
Don't remember his first name.
He's a fucking dickhead. You know, when he says any object, why do I always go lava lamp?
I don't know. I can't explain your
leave me the fuck alone
pathways of how your axons fire.
Ooh. Right. Damn. Yes. Lily Tomlin is always right.
We believe that God disapproves of and forbids any attempt to alter one's gender by surgery or appearance.
Yeah. What does God look like to these people? I'm curious.
Pastor John Martin has been taken into custody for messing around with little boys.
Oh, wow. So he's sexually assaulting children, right?
Yes.
You know, when they said Jesus loved the little children, you know they meant it like not loved in that way, guys. You know that, right?
Jesus sucked the little children.
Well, I hope that's how the Bible meant it. I don't fucking know.
He's been now arrested and is in the Lauderdale County Detention Center on 4 counts of sexual abuse. He has resigned from his position as pastor.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He confessed to the flock, and they ratted him out.
Wow. Hey, congratulations. That's really good, though, right?
Yes.
Somebody actually told on these fucking assholes. They didn't try to just hide them or shuffle them away like the fucking Catholics.
It's unclear how many victims there are so far, or what the details are. Right now, he's being held on $60,000 bond.
Yes.
At the end of the story, it says, while Martin was preaching the previous stuff to his congregation, he was off molesting little boys.
Wow. Wow. Good job, Christians. I mean, you know, the church, the congregation, someone must have known about that. And that's your fucking church. When do these Christians take responsibility for people that, at their church that are
what
doing
are
shit?
What are you talking about?
God, guys, aren't you supposed to...
Hypocrisy is one right. of the Ten Commandments they have to follow.
They don't fucking care. You don't care about children. That is shocking.
Especially brown ones.
You care about children that are fetuses. That's the children you care about.
Those boys shouldn't have looked so cute.
Yeah.
For that poor pastor.
If you cared about kids, you'd pass some reasonable gun control. Sandy Hook, pile of dead children. Nothing. Nothing. I feel like we're going to forget about that. We're going to forget about Sandy Hook. We don't mention it enough. Pile of dead kids. Republicans did nothing. Not one fucking thing.
We've got some tiny bit of accountability.
That's a weird segment. Tiny bit of accountability on crab diving.
This is someone who IMHO should be rotting in a cell somewhere.
I am in my own humble opinion.
In my humble opinion.
Damn! I got it.
That would be IMOHO.
Oh, right.
former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder.
Oh, this piece of shit,
poisoner
right?
of children.
Oh, yes.
Has now pulled out of his research fellowship at Harvard. He what? Had a cushy research gig at Harvard.
No, let me understand.
Air quotes, winky, winky.
Now I watched that Fahrenheit, whatever the last one Michael Moore did.
11/9 was the most recent.
Yeah.
And they, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Oh, yes.
Get the movie.
And they were talking about how the water at Flint, the bad water, was directed away from the Ford plant because the bad water that you couldn't wash the engines with
was too acidic.
It was corroding the engines.
Right.
So that water went to the people of Flint.
Which caused the lead pipes, because of the acidity, to leach lead and toxins into the drinking water of the people of Flint.
And they knew about it.
They did.
And the governor knew about it.
He has now quit his research fellowship at Harvard after being slammed, after yes. the university was slammed for granting prestige on the same governor who's been widely criticized for wow. the infamous water crisis in Flint.
So this whole time, this dickhead's just collecting a check? Isn't that what a fellowship is? He's getting paid to do some research bullshit, this governor?
Not now. He's gone.
But he was for a while, right? How long he was getting paid after? God.
Harvard's initial post announcing Snyder's fellowship did not mention Flint.
Fuck you, Harvard.
The Professor Doug Elmendorf, dean of Harvard Kennedy School,
okay,
sent a memo. I believe the Kennedy School needs to study both failures and successes of government. And we anticipated that students would have learned from engaging with and questioning Governor Snyder about his consequential role in decisions regarding Flint and many other issues during his 8 years in office. Well, how about offering a fellowship to one of the Democrats or that have been fighting him? Or how about that doctor, that pediatrician who blew the lid off the whole story?
So,
how about offering her a fellowship?
Right.
Not this asshole, and
he's
say,
culpable.
Gosh, you know, he might be able to give some information to the kids. They may talk to him.
But he's culpable, right?
Yeah.
The governor is, he was guilty of suppressing information hiding the fact that the water was poisonous and kids got sick, and he and Harvard pays him? Harvard gives him a check.
Not now.
Oh, my God.
They were going to.
Fuck. Fuck you, Harvard. To even consider that, you fucks.
The initial post praised Snyder for his, quote, significant expertise in management, public policy, and promoting civility.
Yes.
When, in fact, Snyder squealed about lack of civility.
Yes.
When he announced his decision.
Right.
I've informed the Kennedy School that I'm turning down its offer as senior resident fellow. It would have been exciting to share my experiences, both positive and negative, our current political environment and its lack of civility.
Oh my God.
Makes this too disruptive. People are like mad at me because I poisoned a bunch of black children. Can you imagine that? How uncivil they're being?
I mean, you know, this whole Flint thing, God, I'm sorry. It's so random, but you know, you remember when Obama was there and made a joke about drinking the fucking water?
No, not really, but...
You don't remember that? He visited Flint, Michigan. He's talking to people about the water. Then he takes a glass of it. He makes a joke. He's like, I probably shouldn't drink this, right?
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember that.
Both these parties really fucked Flint, man. The Democrats and the Republicans.
Stop it.
Shame on them.
Stop it. The sound you hear is the intern trying to bite the microphone. So there you go. Rick Snyder.
Oh, yeah.
You should be rotting in jail, you criminal,
right,
murderous fuck.
You know what?
Along with the rest of your evil GOP minions who thought it's no big deal to poison the people and children of Flint and your attack on democracy.
You know what's a real shame is that in the Steppenwolf ensemble, there's a brilliant
Steppenwolf
actor.
Theater in Chicago.
Yes. There's a brilliant actor there named Rick Snyder.
Not the 70s band.
Yes. It's a brilliant actor named Rick Snyder, and he is not the governor, the former governor of Michigan.
Schneider or Snyder?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's Snyder.
This is Snyder.
This is Snyder. Yeah, he played...
At One Tough Nerd on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Is Governor Snyder.
Oh, really? Is that true?
At One Tough Nerd. Oh.
Tough. Hey, Rick, you're so tough. Why don't you drink some of that water? Show how tough you are, you pussy.
He's one of these businessmen that had no government experience and then ran for something.
No.
And, you know, they were like, oh, well,
we have
businessmen,
that.
Businessmen run everything so much better.
We have that now with our president, right? A businessman.
Well, yeah. I think Rick Snyder was a real businessman.
No.
Trump was a reality show whore.
Yeah. Well.
Meanwhile, more than a dozen Michigan officials have been slapped with criminal charges thus far.
Right. Jeez.
He was the former governor was slated to begin his fellowship on Monday. Oh, thoughts and prayers, Ricky. Hope you'll find something to do to contribute to society. All that wisdom you've got.
Yes. I don't know, Rick. Jeez. You poison a bunch of kids. You hide information. Yeah. I don't understand how this guy's not in fucking jail. Because he's white.
Well, Republicans.
And he's rich.
Republicans are not accountable.
And the Democrats were not accountable in this Flint shit either. Not in the fucking least. Not in the least. Obama did not do enough to help Flint. And that's shameful.
We're almost about out of time here. Thanks for joining us, y'all.
Yes.
We've got a brief good news story.
A brief good news story.
From Kentucky.
What?
Shockingly. An anti-vaxxer high school student who was banned from school.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Not having shots.
Thank you.
Lost his lawsuit against the Northern Kentucky Health Department and has now just lost again.
The
appeals court in Kentucky has ruled for the state.
Yeah. But the problem is, if you're a kid and you don't get these shots and you get measles or something, you know, you can walk anywhere and contract measles, not just to school.
The state banned 18-year-old Jerome Kunkel and other unvaccinated kids from attending school and extracurricular activities amidst a massive chickenpox outbreak in the state.
God, it's disgusting.
He sued alleging violations of religious freedom.
Boo. Oh, God, I'm so tired of this Sky God bullshit.
She lost the lawsuit in April.
Yay.
And then in May, he came down with the chicken.
You fucking idiot.
Well, the Kentucky Appeals Court sided with the state's health department.
Wow.
And the first judge upholding the department's decision.
Jeez.
The Kentucky Court of Appeals said no to his request for an injunction in the case, effectively ending his legal challenges.
That's amazing.
This is just one more in a series of losses for this shithead.
Yeah.
Who mistakenly believes that the chickenpox vaccine contains the tissue of aborted fetuses.
So now I get the chicken pox.
It doesn't.
Because of bullshit you believe. And even
he
if
says
you,
it violates his Catholic faith.
Oh, you know what? Fuck your Catholic faith. Your Catholic faith is rooted in child molesting. That's what the Catholics are about.
Well,
raping kids.
And he's lying because the National Catholic Bioethics Center says the vaccines do not contain aborted cells and they're okay for believers to use.
But, you know, Jenny McCarthy, Rob Schneider, well, I don't know what
but
to
that's
tell
you. For, they're saying it causes autism and shit. This guy's saying it's
a religious bullshit.
It's because it's got dead fetuses in it.
And he's pro-life.
Which it doesn't.
Right.
And even the Catholics say it doesn't.
Even the motherfucking Catholics, dude. Even the Catholics. Wow.
I think the governor of Kentucky, Bevin, that shit face.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Has even said, well, I just took my kids to go get chicken pox.
What does that mean?
He purposely exposes his kids to chicken pox, which is highly contagious.
Yes.
And in some cases can kill somebody.
But man, even if you, let's say these people are these anti-vaxxers, you ban them from school. I mean, they are out in public at some point. So it really, I don't think the chickenpox virus gives a fuck if the person's in school, if it spreads, right? It doesn't give a shit.
You're right.
They could be at the grocery store.
God
damn
it. Doesn't
matter. It's kind of a joke.
God damn you.
It's kind of a joke to ban them from school and to think that's okay.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back on Friday. No show tomorrow on Thursday.
Yes.
We'll be doing this on Friday, the 5th of July, probably. Right. Check our Twitter feed and everything. We may decide to blow off the show. Right. But Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon tonight in Mobile.
Yay.
Avalama. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy. His Instagram is Rated R Comedy. Or go to his website for his schedule, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. Have a great, safe 4th. Boycott Trump's
Can
hate
I get
rally.
A hallelujah?
Fuck
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.